Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. This is a new episode for Who Do You Love? I know I have been out on a rampage. I have a lot to catch up with you. I have a lot of information to give out. And just stay tuned so you know the drill. Go ahead, relax, get your necessary advices, coffee, tea, water, whatever you do. So just keep in tune. So we'll be back after these messages. So thank you guys for joining me for another episode of Who Do You Love? I know that I have been off the grid and it's been a long time. Quite frankly, I did not know that I had so many listeners, honestly. So I'm like, no one is really listening to me, but in fact, you guys are listening to me. I have listeners, and I am so happy that I was able to engage and touch some spots, you know, in my listeners' heart for them to keep sticking with me. So, with that being said, it's gonna be a catch up this episode. Because I wait too long and this is not going to happen in 2022. I'm going to be very dedicated. I'm going to be very on time and calculated with my podcast because people really enjoy this podcast. So as you know, as we go deep inside of my podcast, at first, my audience for like spiritual people and hoodoo. Mostly and things of that nature. So as I can, you know, as I have more listeners and I'm going through this change, it's going through different avenues or different things that goes on in my life, life surrounding around me, and a couple of pointers that I can give to you guys as far as how to really navigate through spirituality from my standpoint. Now, I have to give a disclaimer, you know, because everything is not for everybody. So, of course, I have to let people know to do your own research. Find things within yourself that connects and do what feels right for you. Do what feels right for you. Basically, that's pretty much, you know, spirituality. A lot of people got a lot of things confused as far as spirituality and actually religion. And it's a thin line, but it's not so thin, because religion is an organized institution as if spirituality is what feels right by nature, what feels right to you, how you proceed in things and how you proceed in life. You know, and a lot of shadow work, a lot of unpacking, a lot of holding ourselves accountable. And that is what spirituality is for me. You know, it's not so much as building altars and doing things like that. That's more commercial or trend setting or what's on the trend and what's up. Because spirituality and hoodoo and all of these other ATR practices are going mainstream. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want you guys to think that I have a problem with that, because the more we know, the more we gonna grow, right? It's just that things do get a little bit out of hand. You know, it gets over, you know, saturated with bullshit. And that's the thing that you have to have the wherewithal or the discernment to navigate and cut out or add on, if that makes any sense. is the reason why we need to practice discernment and practice shadow work. Now, shadow work is never a complete job, because as we go through this life, we will continue to have things that may be an issue that you have to unpack. You know, life itself is traumatizing. Life itself is a trauma experience. It is not about, you know, it's not about how to hone in on your traumatic experiences, because life itself is traumatic. Like, think about it like this. Once you be born into this world, your mom pushed you out, you never fucking remember that. You know why? Because that shit was so traumatic that you don't really want to remember. You know, that's just like women who give birth. Like, the saying is true, once you push the baby out, that pain is away, and you don't think about it. You don't think about it at all. You know what I'm saying? Somebody have to recall it to you for you to feel that trauma. Like, nobody wants to really remember traumatic experiences in their life, and this is the reason why they pack it away and they forget about it. Even myself, like, I'm still unpacking shit from my 10 years in my 40s. I just turned 40 in December the 1st. And Sagittarius season. But at this age, I'm still unpacking shit. Like, I'm still going back to the things that I blocked out in my life that was traumatic. Going back and unpacking it and seeing how I can hold myself accountable and how I can, you know, do better, evolve as a better person, you know. I can say for most of my 30s, I was loving light, trying to rise above, you know, things and not let that bother me and things like that. And that's not the total gist of shadow work, unpacking shit and dealing with it and showing yourself accountability and creating boundaries so people won't make you feel like shit or feel like you should have said something in the heat of the moment and things like that. Like, I learned from that experience, and I am forever grateful for that experience. But now it's time for me to sort of say confront those feelings entirely, so I won't continue to go back, because it creates depression for me. Let's be real. As I keep fighting, you know what I'm saying, to live, or keep fighting to be operating in my higher self and things like that, it's always something that brings me back to my low point. So this is my route to success, or route to continue to be authentic with myself or with my feelings and how I think, and be, you know, open to different avenues of myself and shine really go deeper into myself and really evolve as a complete person. Like, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a lot of things, you know. I'm an auntie, I'm a cousin, and I'm operating and I'm handling these relationships on a higher level, which is not a bad thing. But what it does is you start to look at other people like, why they not searching for happiness, or why they're not trying to do their best thing, why they're not operating on their higher self when they see me and they know I am. Why? And I have to tell myself, that ain't your goddamn business. Worry about yourself. And that goes from, you know, my kids, my husband, and everything in between of that. My parents, all of that. 2021 has been an eye-opener for me, and I'm forever grateful for that. Things that I thought was it's not. And my advice for you guys out there is to really start going to see the lady. A therapist is not bad to see. You know, some counseling is not bad to see. You find you a life coach or someone that can be able to decipher and, you know, turn to you and show you to, or advise you to take accountability for what the fuck you did. You know, we so concerned about what people do to us, but we never think about the trauma that we cause them. I.e., for example, you know what I'm saying? Even your kids, like, they cause the parents trauma too. And I did not realize that until I had to really unpack some stuff. Like, wait a damn minute. These kids, you know, wanna, especially in this day and age, wanna talk to their parents about how much trauma they cause, but they never really figure out, you know what I'm saying, or really understand that you guys caused us trauma too. You know what I mean? Granted, you did not ask to be here, you know, but you're here. But you're here. And it's up to both of us to have a decent relationship. It's up to both of us to pour into each other. It shouldn't be a one track mind, you know what I'm saying? A one sided relationship. Like, they want to have more amenities, they want to have more time at the big table, they want to speak about how they feel and what happens, but they're never ready to understand and open up their ears for what the parent have to say, especially for those adult children, you know, especially for those. Like, once we grow up, it's time for us to stop looking at the parents and start looking within ourselves. Because once you grow up, you have the opportunity to change your path. You have the opportunity to do things that you was told you couldn't do, or things that you felt oppressed and suppressed about. This is your chance. You know, no one told you once you graduated out of high school or up under whoever household to stay there. You could have worked really hard during freaking school, got you a scholarship if you have low income parents, and thrive from that. You know what I'm saying? That's your way out. But most of the time, we want to sit there and point the damn finger, blame each other for what you could have had the opportunity to do. You know, so from this podcast, I want people to understand that parents have feelings too. Parents are human, and we fucking make mistakes. Like, it is levels to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially parents who have multiple kids. You know, it's the holiday season coming up. If you don't have anything to give, you can give love. Love is for free. You know, understanding is for free. Accountability is for free. Hugs, touches, shit like that, it's for free. Gratitude is for free. Yes, it costs energy, but that's about it. And you never know how that will break down so many walls, how it will gain understanding and respect, you know. So that's my TED talk for this podcast. I'm gonna start trying to do something every week, because this is like therapy to me too, you know what I mean? It's like a release to me too. So I'm getting back to it. 2022 is our year. We're gonna break down, you know, barriers. We're gonna evolve as people. We're gonna show boundaries, and we're gonna do this shit the right way. You know what I mean? The right way, what's comfortable for you. But more than ever, we're gonna be accountable for our actions, accountable for what the hell we say out of our mouths, and just love in the capacity you can love in, because that's pretty much what it all comes down to, the capacity that what you have to give, because you cannot fucking get nothing out of a dry ass turnip. You can't squeeze nothing out of it. You cannot. So stop trying to overextend yourself for some shit, and then in the back of your mind, you really don't want to do it. It creates trauma for yourself, resentment towards that person, especially if you're not willing to confront that shit. So that's why I suggest people who need therapy or was thinking about therapy, this is your damn sign to go and get you something. It's nothing wrong with talking to an individual that is qualified to listen and provide suggestions, because that is therapy. They don't really give you a lot of advice. They listen and they put the mirror up to yourself, your face, and be like, how could you react different? How did that make you feel? They confront those feelings that you're not willing to do it on your own. And it is hard. It is hard to do. Life is hard. This shit is hard. And I'm just saying that nothing matters if you don't have your mind in the right place. So I try to keep up my podcasts like 15 minutes, but this is gonna run over a little bit. I'm about 18 minutes in, but that's okay. I miss you guys, and thank you for the support. Please, 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 please love yourself first. Put yourself first, not the damn kids, not your husband, and another granny. A nobody, because you are living this life. You're living this human experience. You know, yes, they are, you know, surrounding energies around you that help you along this path, but you doing it your goddamn self. This is a one sports game, this life. So make the best out of it. So I leave you with my handles, which I'm gonna change here because I have evolved. But if you wanna see any content on my Instagram, is at the Sedge Witch, and that is at sign THEE underscore Sag CAG underscore Witch WITCH. Also on Twitter and on Facebook and Snapchat. Who Do You Love is on Instagram, also on Facebook, and I also have a small spiritual shop at Do Mo Body Care on Facebook and Instagram. So come and visit me. Send me a DM. My DMs are open. If you have any questions, anything that you want to talk to me about, I am here. You can have a dialogue. And I love you all. Peace, love, and light. Be cool with yourself and treat yourself right. Bye.